Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're talking about making this business as easy or as hard as you want it. Before we do that, though, let's take a second and talk about the Casual Fridays REI consulting program. Guys, basically, we're here to help. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help picking and pricing a county, or you've been at it for a while and you're looking for some help on ways to expand. All you got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com. Click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch to help you get started.
Happy Monday.
Hey.
Big week last week?
Big week. Yeah, I guess. you look like you're...
You thought I was about to give it to you something. I'm not going to do that to you this week. I'm not going to try to stump you. No funny business. No weird awkwardness to make you feel like you're getting put on the spot in some weird way.
Oh.
I'm not going to dress you up in a dress and put you out in front of everybody.
Well, I didn't think that was coming anyway. It was just a look on your face was like...
You got nervous. I saw your eyes.
Well, you had that look on your face like you did have a big week. Now talk about it. But I'm thinking, I don't know if I did have a big week.
Well, a couple big things, but we'll get to those. I mean, everything's big in life. Everything can be big in life.
I'm still clueless. I don't know what you're talking about.
It can be as easy or as hard as you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Tell us about your week. I know. Oh, you need to mention Jackson killing it on the course.
I'm not trying to jinx it, but my kid might go to the Olympics.
Why not? I mean, that would be awesome, representing the Olympics. But how about like getting a call from Red Bull?
Yeah.
You can still do both.
Yeah.
You couldn't be a pro.
Couldn't be a pro, but I don't know what sponsorships you can have and still be a racer. In the Olympics. I don't know how that works, because used to be the Olympics were as amateur sports, but then, I mean, you have NBA players that are playing.
Yeah, and you got Sean White killing it.
Yeah, I mean, like snowboarding. Yeah. So, I mean, he's six. I'm not going to try to get him that far ahead into his career, but I will say that my son got on the BMX track for the first time, and he climbed up the hill. They let the younger kids go. There's five and six of the two younger kids in the BMX league. Shout out Cowtown BMX for having us out there for the open house. It was a great time. But he gets up to the top of the hill. Never been on a BMX track, never ridden this bike because they let us have a loner bike and a loner helmet. They're like, okay, who wants to go first? He like hand up, like pushing kids out of the way to go first down the hill. Goes down the hill, goes over the first couple jumps, gets a little slow on one of the jumps later, a little later on the track. He does like seven or eight laps out there, has about four clean laps, and then he started realizing that, hey, if there's somebody in front of me, I got to pass them. So he throws an elbow and takes a kid out in the whoops for a win. I don't call it throwing an elbow, but I mean, his elbow was up and he kind of leaned into it a little bit. Mm. So the kid was about to hit me, Dad. So I had to get ready. I was like, that's okay, son. So, man, it was exciting to see. If you're not following me on Instagram, you can see some stories there. Feel free to follow me there. My account's not hidden and it's actually me. You see my real life. But yeah, it was neat to see. I was a little perplexed because I brought a bike to ride. I like legit had, I actually had two bikes to ride. I had my 20-inch and my 24-inch. I was just waiting to see what kind of parent was out there that was wanting to step to my old self and get up there and race in the parent class.
Mm-hmm. I actually felt really bad because you said you and Jackson went to have a lot of fun on bikes at the track, and you sent your wife and daughter to a parent-teacher conference or something.
They went to curriculum night. She wanted to go.
Who wanted to go?
Jessica did.
Yeah, okay. She's, what about Jordan? Jordan did not.
Well, they had like a play area for kids that went, so Jordan got to go play with some other kids. But we got back. Jackson was jacked up. He was like, "Woo! Well, I don't want to stop riding, Dad." They let him run the track too, and I have video of him running the track, and the kid sprinted the whole track, and then like he'd run back to me, then take off and run it again to the end of the track. I mean, he lit up out there. He wasn't that excited in baseball. And so that was exciting for me because we set him out of fall ball and I didn't coach fall ball this year because of that. So
that's good.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of surreal to me, and I'll tie this back into land, but you know, I had an in-person consulting session with a client on Tuesday, drove up from Austin to spend the day with us. You actually came out and met us for lunch.
Yeah.
And you know, he said something to me and it kind of clicked and it kind of made me think. It was kind of like one of those aha moments. He's like, you do realize that your living is made not in a typical way. Like you have a different lifestyle than most people. And I'm like, yeah, no, I kind of understand that. But sometimes you don't understand the gravity of that. You know, when you're a full-time land investor, you're transactioning, you're making a deal, you're setting up your cash flow, you're doing all the stuff that we talk about on our journey, but you don't realize how that bleeds into the other part of your life. And, you know, for us to be able to take off and go ride this track, or me last minute just go ahead and get my bike ready and say, you know what, I'm going to have two bikes with me, and being able to enjoy that with the kids, that's kind of the dream of all this, is mm-hmm. having that freedom and that time to do that. So it's pretty neat. Scott, thanks for coming up and spending the day with us. We appreciated it.
Yeah, it was good meeting him. We don't get to meet everyone in person.
Yep.
But when we do, it's always fun, and that's why we kind of talked about that Topgolf networking thing at some point.
Yep.
So we had some people reach out, say they want to do it. So I think we're going to
price it out, see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Decide if we're going to do what DFW Houston.
Yeah.
Or something of that nature.
Something, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so back to the topic.
Simple as easy as you want.
You can make it as easy or as hard as you want.
Oh, I think everything's easy or simple. Easy and simple. You say hard. So how hard do you want to make it?
Well, you seem to be the one that makes it more difficult than me. And that's how this whole thing like came to mind, was over the last few episodes, we've talked about more in-depth, like,
yep,
transactional things, right? And every time you look at me and you're like, so what do you do when this happens? And I said,
Pass,
yeah, I don't do them. And it almost made me like feel bad, because I don't really have that experience of diving into the deeper, more complicated stuff, but
yeah,
there's no need to. Right, because there's so many deals to be had. If you don't want to do those,
uh-huh,
you don't do them, and okay, you leave those other deals to the people that do want to do them.
Okay.
And so my business is just how it runs. I can buy as many properties as I want with zero headaches,
uh-huh,
and resell them with zero headaches.
Gotcha.
If you want to be the one that tracks down all this stuff, then go for it. But that's not for me.
Yeah. So here's what I hear you say. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to do it. Blah, blah, blah. It's kind of what I heard you say.
I'm still making money.
I'm still getting paid, though. No, I get it. I get it. So, like, let's, for instance, Land Flipping Blueprints out. We actually mailed the data for that. And I've kind of mentioned that how it's done. I think I put it in the closed group. And, you know, we got a property back last week. And this one's...
What, in the blueprint, you pick and price a county.
Pick and price
in
county.
In one of the videos. And yep, you actually mailed it.
I mailed it. Scrubbed the data, mailed it. And we sent it. And, man, I want to say close to 12 or 14 properties to come back so far on that, which is awesome. That's not typical. I don't want people to think that. I mean, that's like, I've had 14 really good properties come back, which is great. Sometimes you hit little honey holes like that. But one of them, we had, I think it was 8 20 acres come back from one guy. He's like, hey, I got this 20, but I also have these other ones. And he wanted us to work through it. But I digress. We got one property back in particular. And me and you actually drove to this area when I first started land investing, mm-hmm, back, oh, beginning of 2017?
I was going to say it was right around this time, 3 years okay, ago.
Okay, yeah. So it might have been, yeah, it might have been 16 then. We drove down there, so kind of have an idea how the lay of the land is. And for this area, I mean, it is Brewster County, but there's a turnoff to go to the lodge that's at Terralingua Ranch there. So there's a landmark. Everybody uses the American Legion as the landmark. Well, this piece of property isn't part of the, it's part of the ranch, but it's like two or three lots behind it. Has power, has road access on both sides, but it's owned by two brothers. They bought it in 79. One of the brothers has passed away. So now that's where it can make it as easy or as hard as you want. You say I pass on some of those deals.
Probably, yeah. On the majority of them, I would, yeah.
So the guy's like, hey, man, my brother's passed away. His kids want me to sell it. They know it's mine and his together. They don't want anything out of it. So what do you do now? So hey, was there a will? No, there wasn't a will. Was there a wife? We don't know yet. So we start asking those questions. And for me, I could probably put all the paperwork together, the quitclaim deeds from the kids, affidavit of heirship to the brother, and get it recorded in our name. I would feel about 95% pretty confident that I've cleared the title on it. And that's making it extremely difficult for me to do, but making it easy, in my opinion, is send it to title, tell them what's up, and see what they say they're going to need on a title commitment. Because they may say, hey, we just need this one form signed by one of the brothers or one of the kids and get it recorded.
I mean, a situation like that, if the profit was big enough, then I'd just send it to title.
Yep.
Not all of those properties, it's worth it in that case.
Yeah, see, this property's probably got about an $8,000 to $10,000 spread on it. Mm-hmm. And we're in it for, like, say, 24. With closing, it's going to be somewhere around another $800 down there. So you're in it at $3,200, and it's going to sell for between $10,000 and $12,000 mm-hmm. because of the power, the access, the proximity to 118, and mm-hmm. where it's at. So,
I mean, I would do that deal.
Yep. I mean, all day would do the deal. It's just now the question is how hard do you want to make it on yourself? Mm-hmm. Do you want to try to track down all the right paperwork and make sure you have the right combination of it all recorded the right way? Or do you have a pro do it and just say, hey, do it that way? Mm-hmm. So that's what I hear when you say that, when you have this topic.
Yeah, that's definitely a good way to think of it. It goes so many different directions, mm-hmm. too. You know, some people don't, like for me, you can make it really easy by just mailing everyone. Mm-hmm. Right? Some people are still skip tracing and calling owners, cold calling. And
yeah,
right. I think like a core of me would just totally argue with you all day long that you're wasting your time doing that. But people are still making a lot of money doing it.
People, they get this one nugget out of there, and it just makes it all worthwhile. I mean, we've heard stories of guys doing that and making $140,000 profit. Does it make a year's worth of that work worth it at that point? I kind of believe it would. I don't have the patience for it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just this whole thing is like really take into consideration what you want to do. Like
yeah.
How difficult do you want to make this? I've been talking to some people on the phone that are like, well, I don't have any time to do this. And I said, this is perfect for you then. Someone else sends the mail. You send your mail through a company.
Uh-huh.
You can have Pat Live answer the phone for uh-huh. extremely cheap and then send it to a title company. Someone uh-huh. else closes it and you turn it over to a realtor. Someone else sells it.
Yeah.
How much time do you have involved? I don't care if you work 100 hours a week. You can handle that.
Yeah, you can make those phone calls or emails on your lunch break and at night and within an hour.
Yeah, an hour or two
yep.
a week.
Yeah, you're preaching the model I love right now. You're preaching the model I love.
And so that's really just wanted to get across. If you are that type that's wants to do everything and you have the time capability to do it all mm-hmm. and you're okay with it, you enjoy it. Some people enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do it and you make your money. But if you don't want to, you make it as easy as you can and you send everything outsourced. Because in this business, it can be done cheap.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
why not?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I mean, I'm not trying to convert you because I already know you were on the same level. It's just putting it out there.
Yeah, you know, and I, you know, you hear a lot of people wanting to scale, and they think that is hiring 5 or 6 employees and doing that. And to me, I think that's a misnomer. It's somebody took something out of context. They heard it and said, "Oh, I need to have this VA or I have to have this thing." And essentially, what a VA is a contract employee. A title company that's closing your property is a virtual assistant, if you will, of way, because it's a contract employee, but it's on a per item basis. Pat Live's essentially a VA because mm-hmm. they're answering your phone and getting you the information.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's not you hiring a VA off of Upwork or going to one of the other organizations out there that has, you know, VAs trained for land, it's you putting somebody in place to help automate your business or speed along your process without you actually having to take the phone call or mm-hmm. record the deed or hire the notary.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is where I think a lot of people miss. Like it's not, they hear you need to have this to make your business bigger. Well, yes, but it doesn't have to be a guy you hire or a girl you hire overseas for 40 hours a week. It could be somebody that just works transactionally with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think hiring that person transactionally, no matter what it is, like let's say you hire an acquisitions manager, mm-hmm. that's a VA. Well, they're not getting paid 40 hours just sit around.
No.
You know, they get paid when a contract comes in.
Yep.
So it's like when, you know, when it comes into the database or something, your CRM, you know, whatever it is. Okay. Well, now they only work when that's in the box.
Yep.
You know, and more than enough people out there willing to do that.
Yeah.
So you're not spending an arm and a leg on your VAs each month mm-hmm. and you're still growing your business.
Yep. I like it. I always tell people, they're like, oh, do you have VA? Well, each part of my business, each step has somebody that does that job. That's how we've been able to scale to where we have with me not keeping on people full time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only person that has any regularity with me is Brian as the intern and Beth. And she runs the eBay business, but handles her own stuff mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah. Can Brian be called an intern anymore? He's about to start getting.
I think as the show airs, he may be wrapping up with us. So we'll have his farewell interview.
Oh, is he coming on?
Yeah.
So we're putting it out there. Brian's going to come on the show. Does Brian know?
Brian knows. Brian's ready. Oh, okay. Brian's ready.
Oh, he's ready?
Yeah, he's ready.
This whole time, I didn't think he was ready.
He said, I'm a little hesitant, but I will come out there. I said, that's all I ask.
So do we get to like mess with him on the show?
We could.
He's going to be editing this part. He'll probably just take it all out.
Nah, he'll keep it in. He likes to hear the banter. And, you know, I think it's been beneficial for him. You know, I've asked him to get solicit feedback, and what we've done with his business to get him ready to go full time and the project he's working on now. Like, he's got his own project that's going to put himself out there a little bit. And hopefully we'll work together to get that out to the masses. And I don't want to put too much out there yet, but let's say that everybody's dream of what land investing could be for them, he's going to have he'll have a step-by-step guide on that. So I look forward to it. That him and his wife have some big plans coming up. They put in their notice at their place in LA, and they'll be going abroad pretty quickly.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited for him.
Yeah.
And through all this, we've talked about how easy he can make it and how hard he can make it. And we've looked at every step to make sure he has the right pieces in the right place. So
cool.
Yeah.
I think we got the point across.
Easy or hard. Good? Adam makes it easy. He passes. Mm-hmm. Justin makes it easy. He puts a professional on it. That's what we said, right?
Well, I guess that's what we said. I don't know. Just make it easy, people.
Okay.
All right. So that's it for today, guys. We hope you enjoyed it. And do us a favor. Go to Facebook, go to Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow, and then go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We appreciate it. We love you. We'll see you Wednesday.
See you.